Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The price of Bitcoin falls below $5,000 for the first time in more than 13 months. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Monday, November 19th. Also on today's show, developers are starting to move from the world's most powerful tech companies to blockchain startups, and Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is calling on Interpol's members to regulate cryptocurrencies. We'll have more on these and other stories on today's show. Bitcoin's price fell below $5,000 for the first time since October 12, 2017, dropping more than $500 to hit $4,981 earlier today. Though it rebounded briefly after, it later continued its decline to $4,972 as of 19:30 UTC today. The broader crypto market has likewise seen a red day, shedding more than $15 billion over the past 24 hours. And most cryptocurrencies are faring even worse than Bitcoin, with Ethereum, Litecoin, and EOS showing 24-hour declines of more than 10%. By contrast, XRP has only fallen about 3% on the day. Next up, despite the aforementioned falling crypto prices, devs and entrepreneurs are still moving into the space. In particular, former employees at Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google, the so-called FANG companies, seem interested in building in this new sector. CoinDesk found 7 examples of employees who moved from one of the world's most powerful tech companies to the blockchain and crypto space, joining firms such as Ripple and Consensus, exchanges like OKCoin, or even starting their own startups. The shifts are evidence of a maxim shared by AngelList co-founder Naval Ravikant, who said in March that blockchains are now sucking in top-tier Silicon Valley tech talent faster than any boom since the internet. You can read our full report at coindesk.com. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, is calling on Interpol's member nations to cooperate in preventing crypto from being used for illicit purposes. Speaking to the 87th General Assembly on Sunday, Rosenstein noted that while there may be some legitimate use cases for crypto, a number of criminals are using the asset class to great effect. In particular, he cited the WannaCry ransomware and Alexander Vinick, the alleged operator of the now-defunct BTCE exchange, as examples of such criminal activity. "We must work together to make clear that the rule of law can reach the entire blockchain," he said during his speech. In particular, he called for policies to oppose terrorist financing, sanctions evasion, and money laundering, among other crimes. The U.S. Federal Election Commission may allow people to mine cryptocurrencies to support political candidates, but some restrictions will apply. In a draft opinion published last week, the FEC said that a proposed plan to create a mining pool specifically to raise funds for federal candidates is permissible, but it noted that under existing law, such donations would have to be labeled contributions. The preliminary ruling is therefore a mixed bag for Osia Network, the company behind the proposal. Osia Network, wanted to have individuals volunteer their computers to join the pool without having this computing power labeled as a contribution. The FEC will meet next month to vote on the preliminary letter. CoinDesk has launched the Crypto Economics Explorer, a new visualization tool aimed at providing a comprehensive look at the health of the ecosystems built around various crypto assets. Check it out at coindesk.com/data and let us know what you think. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CoinDesk. You can also find links to all of our stories in the show notes. For CoinDesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Thanks for listening.